94.5 PST.
Good job, everybody.
It's not his, your job.
I want to be, like, doing my job.
It's What's My Job.
All right, so Allison is here with us today, and she is going to tell us how much she makes a year. And then we're going to ask her some yes or no questions to get you some clues. And then you have to call in and guess what her job is. Simple, right? We'd like to think that, but sometimes it gets a little tricky. Today you're playing for tickets to Back to the Future, the musical at the Academy of Music in Philly. EnsembleArtsPhilly.org for tickets. All right. So, all right, Allison, it's your time to shine here. Tell us your yearly salary. Don't say anything else, though. Just your yearly salary.
About $87,000 a year.
Oh. $87,000 a year.
That's a lot of money.
Year. Okay. You ready,
okay,
Chris?
Yeah, I'm ready. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to?
I'll ask first.
Go ahead.
Did your job require a special degree or training?
Yes.
Oh. Then that kind of... Let's see. Do you work in healthcare?
Yes.
Oh, wow. We're getting two for two, I think.
We're getting really close there.
Okay. Come on, Joe. Zero in.
I mean, we're just going to really hound into this. Let's just go right into it. Do you work with the general public?
Yes.
Okay.
She hesitated, though. Do you, specifically, you yourself, do you have patients?
Yes.
Wow, Chris, we haven't gotten to know yet.
Whoa. One more, Joe.
Can your job be done via telehealth?
No.
Oh, so that kind of blows my... That's right. Our first no. Let's see. Do you work in a hospital?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, but you that can there. Help, though.
You stay there, okay? Don't say anything else.
Yeah. Don't say anything. We're going to take those clues. We're going to open the phones. We're going to get some guesses to see if anybody can guess who your job is. You just hang on right there.
All right.
So, I mean, obviously not. I was going to say not doctor, but I guess not. I think the money's too
low to be a doctor. A straight up doctor, I think, yeah.
All right. So do you got any guesses? What do you think her job is? To wrap up What's My Job here on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Good morning. It's Chris and Jill. We're Chris and the crew. So we brought on Allison, and she told us she makes $87,000 a year. Not a bad salary. And then we went ahead and asked her some yes or no questions to get you some clues, get you closer to what her job is. And we said that Joe asked, did you need like a special degree or special training for this? She said yes. She also said yes to, do you work in healthcare? Do you work with the public? Yes. Do you yourself have patients? That was a big one. Yes, she said. But then she said, do you do telehealth?
Which kind of are some physical jobs you can.
No, I hear you. And then do you work in a hospital? She said no. Which kind of blew my couple answers.
Okay.
But let's go to the phones. A lot of people calling in for this one. We've got Landon and Delran. Landon, what do you think her job is? What do you think she does?
I went with a nurse because I feel like she doesn't do telehealth. If you're a nurse, you don't have to be in a hospital because you could be at a doctor's office.
Good point.
I feel like $87,000 is a pretty good salary for a nurse.
Heck yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Kristen in Woodbury. Hey, Kristen, what's your guess?
I think she's a physical therapist.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Locked in.
No hospital there.
Yeah.
All right, stay on the line in case you're right. Let's go to Carrie Ann in Manahawkin. What's your guess?
Dental hygienist.
Okay.
Oh, patience. She'd have patience.
She'd have patience, yeah.
Okay, I'm just going through the clues here. All right, hang on. Nicole's in Southampton. What's your guess?
I said hygienist, too.
Oh, you too.
Okay. Okay, two hygienists.
And then Denise is in South Philly. What's your guess, Denise?
She is a podiatrist.
Oh, a foot doctor.
Checking those toesies.
Would it be only $87,000 a year?
I don't know. All right, we got to lock in ours.
Yep.
Are you ready?
What do you think? Oh, you want to bring her on and then we'll lock ours in?
No, we should lock ours in. We always try to cheat a little, you and I, so I like to lock in our answers before.
I'm kind of floundering here a little bit. I'm going to go like an NP, nurse practitioner.
Okay. I'm going to go traveling nurse.
Did we ask her about? Oh, no, we normally we did ask about travel,
so I'm going to say traveling nurse.
All right, let's bring her back on. Allison?
Hi.
I always like to ask, did you hear, have you heard your job yet? Just say yes or no.
Yes.
Oh, you did.
So it was traveling nurse, right?
I don't think you're right, Joe. I don't think. Okay, it's time now for you to reveal. What's your job?
I am a physical therapist.
Oh, look at that. So Kristen of Woodbury
got it.
Is the winner. Okay. Congratulations, Kristen.
Okay. All right. Good job, guys.
Ooh, yeah. Physical therapist.
Right. Learn something new every day.
It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST. So we found out when Red Cup Day is going to be at Starbucks. November 13th is what they announced yesterday.
And why on earth are you so excited?
You know, I go every year.
But why?
You know how much of a competitive person I am? And I need that Red Cup every year.
Okay, let's talk this out for a second. So Chris is a self-admitted not Starbucks drinker. She doesn't drink coffee.
No, I don't drink coffee.
So you don't even go for like a chai or she's not frequenting Starbucks.
No.
She'll go with others. She'll take her daughter.
Oh, my daughter's there all the time.
She'll go with me sometimes. She'll go to Starbucks when she is forced to.
I like Starbucks. I just don't get anything
She likes the pop culture-iness of like Starbucks is trendy. So she likes it because it's trendy.
It's true.
Not because she likes any really of the products.
Yeah.
Now, every year, she has to race out of here. If you wonder what happens at this show at 10:01 a.m., I can guarantee you on November 13th, she and I have a laundry list. We have things we have to do after the show.
Uh-huh.
She'll book it out of here.
Well, we call locations first.
She'll start about 8 o'clock.
We called and said, do you still have the cups?
Do you still have the cups?
Because I see people.
Do you think you'll have them around 10:02 a.m.?
Well, I have to sit here during the show and watch everybody post theirs for hours before I get a chance to get my hands on one. I don't know. It's just one of those things.
So this bothers her. So she doesn't drink them. So how many would you say are now in the... So she goes, she races there. How many are in the cabinet in your house?
John actually made me clear them out because I don't use them. Yeah. They literally just sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And I say I'm going to use them, but then I don't use them.
So I would argue during the holiday season, you should at least switch, use it as a water cup or something.
Well, I was going to do that. But then for some reason, I have my Stanley, you know what I mean? I've got my Awala. I don't use it. You know what I did with one of them? I used it as a gift. I put a gift card inside of it.
Okay.
And I gave it to someone after the fact.
Okay. That I would accept.
Yeah, I'll probably do that this year.
Happy to accept it as part of your course. It's because you can't tell Chris she can't have something.
That's right.
You can't.
If you tell me there's a limited number of something and the first whatever people get it, I need to be that person to get one. And I'm cheering after I get it. I'm like, whew, I made it. Even though I really don't care about it.
I'm going to offer another behind the scenes here.
I know it sounds ridiculous.
She's going to get a little mad at me for sharing some of this behind the scenes here.
What are you going to say?
But a couple of weeks ago when the Taylor Swift movie tickets went on sale, immediately she was like, I have to buy them. And I was like, oh, so for you and your daughter. She's like, no, I think I'm going to buy like 7, 8. She
bought 8 tickets. Because
she didn't know who wanted to go and didn't want to be shut out. And then it turned out, thankfully, there were enough show times. Nobody got shut out of it.
Plenty.
She goes, oh, God, I don't think... God, I think I bought too many.
Then we hosted a screening of it, so I really didn't need to buy them at all.
She goes, oh, I didn't think, but you know, and immediately the thought of getting shut out was too much. That she wasn't going to be able to go to this movie was too much for her.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, we have a mother-daughter duo in Shalfov this morning. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
And what's your daughter's name?
Kylie.
All right. Nicole and Kylie are ready to take on Chris Rollins. You guys going to school this morning?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well,
Give a shout out to your school. You got to let them know you're on the radio.
CB South.
Okay. CB South. All right. You guys are ready to take on Chris. You leave here, Chris.
All right. Good luck, guys.
Chris Rollins of the School of PST is leaving the room. All right. Your quiz starts right now. Here we go. Question number one. Billie Eilish is in Philly on Thursday night. Back in 2021, she released a song called No Time to Die. That was for what famous spy movie? Don't know?
With the Spy Kids movie.
You want to name Spy Kids?
Yeah, that one.
All right, we're going to lock in Spy Kids. Question number two. Reports say that Justin Timberlake is committed to his marriage following a rough few years, including that most recent tour. What famous actress is Justin Timberlake married to?
Jessica
Biel?
Yes.
All right, we've locked in Jessica Biel. On the third and final question, Abbott Elementary is back on TV tonight. Last week's episode was filmed during a sporting event in Philly back in August. What sports team did the gang watch play? A Philadelphia team back in August is your hint.
Philadelphia and Philly.
The Phillies? You want to lock in Phillies?
Yes.
All right. Camping Chris this morning is powered by our friends at Al's Airport and Bard Grill in Ewing. Al's, it is where the locals go for happy hour, live music on 6 nights a week, and brunch on Saturdays and Sundays. All the details, alsairportin.com. Hello, Chris Rollins.
Hello.
Are you ready, Chris?
Sure am.
All right, Chris, you ready? Your quiz starts right now. Question number one. Billie Eilish is going to be in Philly on Thursday night. Back in 2021, she released a song called No Time to Die for what famous spy movie?
James Bond.
James Bond is correct. They said,
did they get it?
They said Spy Kids.
Oh.
So Chris is out to a 1-0 lead.
Okay.
Question number two. Reports say that Justin Timberlake is committed to making his marriage work following a rough few years. Okay. What famous actress is Justin Timberlake married to?
Well, that's good to hear. Jessica Biel.
You both said Jessica Biel and you're both correct. Good job, guys. We all got it. Okay. Chris two. The girls one. Let's see. Third and final question, Chris. Abbott Elementary is back tonight. Last week's episode was filmed during a sporting event in Philly back in August. What sports team did the gang watch play?
I don't watch Abbott Elementary. Wait, say it again. They went to a
sporting event.
On the show?
On the show. It was filmed during the entire game.
I'm just going to guess a Philadelphia sports team, the Phillies.
You both said the Phillies, and you're both correct.
Yes.
That does unfortunately mean, though, Chris has a score of 3, and the girls only have a score of 2. So can you guys give us that phrase of shame?
We're Kylie and Nicole for some odd, and we can't be here.
But for being good sports, we got you guys tickets to see MGK at the Xfinity Mobile Arena this December.
I sound excited.
Tickets on sale for everyone else right now at Ticketmaster.com. Hang on, guys.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Did you hear that President Trump is actually thinking about commuting the sentence of Diddy? Meaning cancel it. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. So from what I'm hearing, he's just kind of mulling it over right now. Remember, we had heard that Diddy asked him for a pardon.
Yeah.
And then we heard that Diddy wanted to go to Fort Dix for his sentence.
Which that still could never happen to
him. But Trump was kind of weighing in on that. Now he's kind of mulling the decision of just canceling his sentence. His staffers, from what I'm hearing, are actually urging him not to do it. But President Trump does what President Trump wants to do, apparently. So,
yeah, the staffers said the same thing. They were like, we don't really know.
We don't really know what's going on. So we'll have to keep you posted. It's kind of interesting. So Starbucks announced when Red Cup Day is. So excited. It's going to be November 13th. You know the deal. If you purchase a holiday drink, you know, they would have just dropped the holiday menu just before that. Then you get one of those free, reusable, plastic, usually red holiday cups. Love it. Oh my God. Game on. That's all I have to say. So the Boathouse in Mercer County Park is hosting its final happy hour of the season with a Halloween theme. October 30th from 6 to 10. The Polish Nanny is going to be there. Great local band. Prizes for best costumes. So you better get ready. Those happy hours are so much fun during the summer. I'm sure this is going to be. Now, don't worry about being cold either. It's not outside. It's going to be inside, which does mean, though, that space is limited. So you got to get there early. We got details on the PST app for you. Mama's Kitchen is a new Indian restaurant that just opened in Lawrence Township. It's where Meatheads used to be. You know, Meatheads moved up the road to, or down the road, whatever you want to say, to the Lawrence Shopping Center for a bigger space. So now a new Indian restaurant called Mama's Kitchen just opened in there. It's getting rave reviews already. So definitely go check it out. Support local. And okay, so what's going to be the most popular way to travel in 2026? Joe, you love traveling this way.
Tell me.
Cruising.
Ooh. But does that mean prices are going to go up?
Well, not necessarily. AAA just says that they expect a record number of cruisers in 2026 because the price of flights and the price of hotels has gone up everywhere. Oh. So people are choosing to cruise because you can see more.
That's true.
They always say it's the poor man's way to travel. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, because it is.
Because you can hit like 4 or 5 countries in one trip.
Yeah. And your hotel is traveling with you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So they're expecting cruising to be huge in the next year. Yeah.
I just want to go on a cruise ship.
There's the scoop here. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 8:07. It's Chris and Joe. I was telling Joe that my daughter Bailey and I went shopping over the weekend. We went to Old Navy. They were having a big sale. Like $16 sweaters. Like we went nuts. And when we got into, we each had, you know, one of the bags that we were shoving stuff in. We get into the fitting room and, you know, we show each other what we're trying on or whatever. And I had this pullover and it said, it was red. And they've got all their holiday stuff out. All the pajama pants and stuff. And the pullover says, Merry Vibes Only.
Ugh.
Oh my God, I thought it was adorable.
Mm-hmm. How'd that go for your daughter?
I tried it on. I showed her and she just gave me this look and she was like, no.
What did your daughter say? What was her response?
What did she say?
I believe she said,
I wouldn't be caught dead in that, she said, or something.
I wouldn't be caught dead
total
with you in that.
Or with me. Right.
I talked to her this morning.
Yeah.
I was like, tell me more about this hoodie, Bailey. Tell me more about it.
She was like appalled that I was even thinking of buying this. I actually just put it on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. I put a little poll up there. I put a picture of it in t-shirt form, but it was the same thing. It was just a long sleeve pullover. Why are you laughing? I can't believe you agree with her
on
this.
I'm laughing because you,
I think being festive is in,
you
right?
You forget that, like, but you also, part of this is you forget what it's like to be 16 and every little thing you do is mortifying to your daughter.
Normally it's so, not though.
Like, everything you do. And this, you have this one hoodie that you wear.
Oh, here we go.
She knows what I'm going to, she knows what I'm going to call out here. Yeah. She has one hoodie and it says like, I think it says something very similar. It says like what? Friday vibes or Friday mood.
No. That's also from Old Navy.
It doesn't say Friday mood.
It says,
Friday something.
No, it says about the weekend. Something
weekend
about
ready party.
Something like
and I'm like,
that.
Oh my God. She wears that thing on a Friday. And
well,
I'm
when
like,
when else am I going to wear it on a Tuesday?
She shows up and then I'm like, oh my God.
Or weekend mode. I mean,
weekend mode it says.
Something.
Weekend mode. Yeah.
Something like that.
I'm like, oh my God. Because I didn't need your shirt to tell me it was Friday.
Who cares?
You're right. I'm not going to yuck on your yum.
Who cares?
I wouldn't buy it and I wouldn't wear it. And I wouldn't like to be seen in public with you on it.
Here's the thing. It's clearly a hit or why would the store be selling it?
Whoa. Have you been in a store before? There is a lot of products in there that are not always hits.
But wouldn't you say that's not a store that nobody goes to?
No, but you don't know what product they're turning over at the end of the season. You don't know that all of those Merry. So it said, again, to repeat, it said Merry Vibes.
It says Merry Vibes Only, meaning like, God. I'm going to be festive. I can't wait for the holidays, which is me. That's very much my personality.
Yeah.
I'm ready to put up my tree like now. But no, so I put the picture up on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. You can take the poll if you want.
The photo did not disappoint. The photo is just as embarrassing as your daughter described it.
I think it's adorable and everybody should get one of these. But no, seriously, I need some backup here.
It looks like a beer t-shirt, actually.
Is this a cringy thing to wear? Or are you okay with it and you're buying one too? Six, embarrassing my daughter again. It's Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST. Actually, I'm also embarrassing my coworker here, my co-host.
Not entirely. You're not really embarrassing me. I just like your daughter and I want to defend her.
Oh my God. So we went to Old Navy over the weekend. We were doing some shopping and I put in, you know, we went into the fitting room. We're showing each other what we stuffed in our bags. There was a lot of sales. And I found this pullover and it was red because they have all their holiday stuff out now. All the pajama pants are so cute, totally in a festive mood. So I grabbed this pullover. It was red and it said, Merry Vibes Only. I thought it was adorable. I put it on. I show her and she looked at me like, Don't you dare.
Yeah, because your daughter is 16 and she's like, every little thing a parent does is embarrassing.
I don't understand why that is embarrassing. That's what's in the stores now. All these graphic tees and stuff, right?
I think everything has phrasing. Words on it's it. It's the phrasing.
Like, everything is in my, like, I also saw one in my holiday era. Taylor Swift.
Same thing. It's all
that's
the same.
Huge right now, though. Taylor Swift's huge.
You're trying to equate two things that are not quite the same.
Okay.
Just because it's like, you know what it is? It's like, let Christmas be Christmas and let Taylor Swift be Taylor Swift.
Okay.
They don't need to merge.
I thought it was cute. She said she wouldn't be caught dead with me if I were wearing that in public.
And I'm really just here to defend your daughter and be like, she's probably onto something.
Let's go to very Katie. Like Let's that. Go to Katie and Ben Salem. Katie, do you think this is cringy?
I do not think that's cringy at all. I think it's actually cute.
Oh, Katie, you're
Thank
too nice.
You. I don't think it would be in the stores if it wasn't cute and people weren't going to buy it.
Okay. You
can see it, by the way. I have a poll going on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. Joe, do you want to check the poll right now?
I'll see if I can get the updates. Yeah.
Now, I'm in the app chat, and we have an app chat from Hamilton that said, you were paying for it, Chris. So if you wanted it, you should have gotten it. Forget about her, basically. Just don't wear it when she's around. That's not a bad idea.
That's true.
I can wear it
tomorrow. Oh, my God.
What?
Wow, the poll.
The poll. What does it say?
I got to say, sometimes I'm negative, so I'm shocked by this.
What does it say?
60% are saying total cringe.
What?
40% say love it.
Well, I didn't buy it, so I guess I saved myself some money.
I have to say, I am shocked that never, usually when I come on you for something, usually everyone else is like, be nicer to Chris. In this case, it is cringy.
Okay, well, glad I didn't get it.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Listen up. So Wawa is voluntarily recalling some refrigerated milk and lemonade drinks because they may be contaminated. I would think they'd be off the shelves, but in case you have one that you bought previously, it's the Wawa Strawberry Lemonade, the Wawa Strawberry Milk, and the Wawa Whole Milk in the 16-ounce plastic bottles. So if you have them, toss them.
Yeah.
So we found out who the Cowardly Lion is in Wicked for Good. Remember they made the big announcement? It was a big-time star. They were going to accommodate him, go to him, because they knew he was busy, all this stuff. I'll give you a hint. It's a Euphoria star. It's Coleman Domingo.
Ooh.
That's a big name.
It's a pretty big name.
Yeah. So Starbucks...
Actually, I'm curious if we're going to find out any other surprise cameos. Like, I think there might... I don't think we're done with surprises in this movie.
You think we'll hear before?
Well, we might get some inklings on the red carpets and stuff, which are, I mean, we're a month from today, the movie comes out. A month from today.
Well, I know you're excited. So Starbucks revealed something I'm excited about. Starbucks reveals when Red Cup Day is coming back. It's going to be a week after they drop their holiday menu, November 13th. It's a Thursday, and you know the deal. You buy a handcrafted holiday drink, and you get one of their reusable holiday cups for free. Yep, they're getting back to basics. That's what the CEOs say, and everybody loves Red Cup Day. So there are some new fast food things debuting this month. Honey barbecue sauce is coming back to KFC, if you like that. Arby's, the steak nuggets are here. We heard about that. Cava is launching cinnamon sugar pita chips. Oh, they sound good. And Chipotle is serving up red chimichurri sauce for a limited time. Chipotle's huge right now. And okay, so if you're looking for some Halloween fun with your friends, the Boathouse in Mercer County Park is hosting its final happy hour of the season, and they're making it a Halloween-themed happy hour from 6 to 10, more like a party. And there's going to be live music. The Polish Nannies are going to be there, and prizes for best costumes and stuff. So get on out there. It's not going to be outside.
It's
going to be inside. So you may want to get there early because, you know, I'm sure space is limited. There's the scoop. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Good morning. It's Chris and Joe. We're Chris and the crew. We're going to play a round of Tay or Bay.
What does that mean?
Taylor Swift or Beyonce. Bay, the Bayhive, her fans. So we've got Meryl on the line. Where are you from, Meryl?
Hamilton.
All right. So you and I are going head to head here, Missy. You've got to use your name as your buzzer. So if you think you know the answer, yell out your name, and I'll yell out my name. And let me tell you, I'm not letting you win here.
We usually use this for match game, but it feels game showy for this.
Yeah, we're going to go head to head here, and whoever gets the most right out of five is going to win the New Jersey Lottery scratch off tickets. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Why Chris, are we using the match game?
Because it's got game show vibes.
Okay.
I wanted a game show vibe to this here. Okay.
Okay.
I'm the game show host. So.
Remember, yell out your name if you think you know the answer, and Joe will call on one of us to answer.
Okay.
All right.
Ooh, she sounds stressed.
Are we ready? Is it Tay or Bay? Her middle name is Giselle.
Chris?
Bay. No.
It's Bay, Beyonce.
Chris followed the rules, even though Meryl said it first. So Chris gets the point. Chris gets the point.
We're gonna match to a 1-0 lead here.
1-0 lead. Okay. But that's okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
Tayor Bay was born December 13th, 1989 in Reading, Pennsylvania. Oh, Meryl.
Taylor.
You got it.
Got it.
Tie score.
Okay.
Okay. Tay or Bay?
Tay or Bay. This artist's alter ego is named Sasha Fierce.
Chris.
Meryl.
Beyonce. Bay.
Chris got it with Bay. Oh, boy.
All right. 2-1.
2-1.
2-1.
This one could do it. Let's see. Tay or Bay appeared in the movie Valentine's Day.
Meryl. Taylor.
Ooh.
Tay.
Okay.
It is a tie score.
Tie 2-2. So that means this one.
This is it.
Decides it.
Whoever gets it.
All right, here we go. Are we ready?
Yep.
This one could be it.
Remember, name is your buzzer.
All right. This artist broke the record for the most Grammy wins of all time in 2020.
Ooh, Meryl.
Go ahead, Meryl.
Beyonce.
She said Bey.
Right. Did she get it right?
She got
Woo!
It.
Look at that.
She eked it out at the end.
She took it away from you, Chris. You took it, Meryl.
Because I'm not sure you were actually eligible to win, Chris.
Congratulations. You've got yourself some New Jersey Lottery scratch-off tickets.